EPA Chief Liz Elden pledges to recover $20 billion lost by Biden administration for climate projects. By Paul Bois on February 12, 2025. Liz Elden, EPA Chief of the Trump administration, has pledged to recover the $20 billion in taxpayer funds lost by the Biden administration to climate projects. Zeldin made the announcement in a video posted to social media on Wednesday when he charged the Biden administration of throwing gold bars off the Titanic in relation to the money lost on climate projects that he said was a rush job with reduced oversight. The days of irresponsibly shoveling boatloads of cash to far-left activist groups in the name of environmental justice and climate equity are over, Zeldin said. The American public deserves a more transparent and accountable government than what transpired these past 4 years. Zeldin said that the EPA would also terminate its contract with the bank overseeing the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, a program that emerged from Biden's 2022 climate policy. The fund seeks to leverage public and private dollars to invest in clean energy technologies such as solar panels, heat pumps and more, per the Washington Post. Though he did not mention the bank by name, Citi had an agreement with the Biden administration to oversee the release of $20 billion under the program to nonprofit groups and states, according to publicly available documents. Zeldin referenced a video from December by Project Veritas that featured an EPA official saying that the Biden administration was trying to get the money out as fast as possible before they come in and stop it all. "It truly feels like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing like gold bars off the edge," the official added. "The financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be instantly terminated, and the bank must immediately return all of the gold bars that the Biden administration tossed off the Titanic," Zeldin said in his video on Wednesday. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ ProlandFilms.